faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend the steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Say, gang, ever talk to a serviceman who's seen real action? Well, my pal Jerry Link was mighty lucky the other day. His older brother took him over to meet some friends of his at a USO club, and they were...
Gee, Joe, I never saw so many different uniforms at once. Why, they got flyers and sailors and marines.
Oh, and that's not all either, kid. Why, right in this club, we've got men from all over the world. Hey, Scotty.
Aye.
Scotty Patterson, come on over here and meet the kid's brother.
Well, I'm very pleased to make your acquaintance, Master Jerry.
Gee, do you mind if I ask some questions?
As long as they aren't military secrets, youngster.
Oh, I don't mean that. I just want to know what the insignia on your cap means.
Oh.
What kind of work you do and how you got into it.
Oh, hold on, not so fast there, Master Jerry. I'll tell you the whole story. I'm serving on a minesweeper in the Royal Navy.
A minesweeper?
Hey.
Well, what do you do?
Yeah, we're the birds who keep the seas clean of mines for convoys and warships. And believe you me, youngster, that job is harder than any army job I can think of. We are out all the time in all kinds of weather. Sleet storms and fog and icy gales that freeze you right down to the marrow of your bones.
Gee, I guess you guys have to be pretty tough for that job, don't you?
Youngster, I can tell you this. If you're going to stick with your job, you've got to have plenty of endurance. Minesweeping's no game for softies, lad.
Right, Scotty. That goes for any job that our servicemen tackle today. And while we're on the subject of endurance, let me give all of you a tip. You can't expect to grow up really strong and husky unless you eat right, which includes getting all your vitamins. Now, one of the grandest ways I can think of to start getting two mighty important vitamins, B1 and D, is by treating yourself to a swell big bowl full of extra delicious Kellogg's Pep for breakfast every morning. So ask your mother to get you a package of swell-tasting Pep tomorrow. And remember the name now, Pep. P-E-P.
And now, the adventures of Superman. As you all remember, Dr. Leander Cameron invented a mechanical man which could see, walk, talk, and even think for itself. He constructed a model of the mechanical man which was stolen by an arch criminal named the Vulture, a Houdini of the underworld. Superman regained the model and sent the Vulture to prison. But the Vulture, a master of makeup and mimicry, somehow managed to escape. Then, although the police were guarding the vault in which it was placed for safekeeping, the Vulture succeeded in getting his hands on the model of the mechanical wonder once again. For as our last episode ended... But wait. Let's join Clark Kent, Editor White, and the others in the vaults of the Metropolis City Bank. Listen.
I wonder what this is.
Impossible, I tell you. I will not. I cannot believe it.
I can't believe it either, Perry. I'm the president of this bank. No one but myself and one vice president know the combination to that vault. And no one could have gotten into it without the combination.
Well, not only that, Mr. Parsons, but these six policemen have been stationed in front of the vault all night. And the sergeant swears no one got past them.
No one even came in here. I'll stake my sergeant's stripes on that.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's start from the beginning and get this fantastic business straight. We know that model of the mechanical man was in the vault last night. Because we came down here and Parsons here opened the vault just to be sure.
That's right, Perry. And after I closed and locked it again... These policemen were posted on guard in front of it. Yet when we come to get the model this morning, we find it's gone. And in its place is this thing, a wooden carving of a vulture.
Well, it's all pretty clear to me. Somehow, the vulture managed to get into that vault during the night, steal the model of the mechanical man, and get away without being detected.
Impossible, Perry. Totally impossible. The vault is burglar-proof. You couldn't even blow it open. Any tampering with it sets off a loud alarm. I don't care how clever this vulture is... He could never have gotten into that vault without the combination. And one vice president and I are the only ones who know it.
Well, could he have managed to get hold of it somehow without your knowing?
Certainly not. The other man who knows it is in California. Has been for 2 months. The combination is not written down on anything anywhere. We memorize it, you see.
Oh.
Besides, Even if he did know the combination, we know he didn't get in that way. Because the sergeant here says no one even came into this room during the night.
Are you sure of that, Sergeant?
Positive, Mrs. Kent.
No one could have come in undetected.
No, sir. We kept the lights burning bright all night long.
Mm-hmm. And there's only one answer to this whole mess. And I think I know it.
What's that, Mr. Kent? You say you know the answer to this mystery?
Yes, and I'm pretty sure it's the only answer. There couldn't possibly be any other.
Well, what is it, Kent? Come on, come on, speak up, man, speak up.
Wait a minute. That is the only answer. How does it figure out? Of course. Mr. Parsons, you're president of this bank.
Yes.
And I want your permission to search this bank from top to bottom right now.
Well, of course. But why?
I'd rather not say until I'm sure of what I'm thinking, until I find the thing I'm looking for. Sergeant, order your men to search this bank. Have them examine every room, every closet, thoroughly.
Now, hold on, Mr. Kent. How can we look for something when we don't know what we're looking for?
Well, if I'm right, you'll know it when you see it. Get going.
All right, sir. All right, men. You know what to do.
Mr. Parsons, the three of us will start with the watchman's quarters. I've got a feeling we'll find what I'm after there. Come on.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know where the watchman's quarters are, Kent.
Well, we can find out easily enough. Come along.
Kent, I wish you'd stop all this confounded mystery. Just what are you up to? What exactly are you looking for?
Only one thing I could possibly be looking for, and that... Hey, wait a minute. Here's a door with a sign on it which says Porters. Well, the watchman's quarters are probably in that room. Let's have a look.
Well, what have we got to lose? Come on.
Mm-hmm. The room's empty. This is obviously the place we're looking for. Those lockers. I want to have a look inside them at once.
All right, Kent. I'll try this one over here.
Okay.
Nothing in this one here, Kent.
I'll keep trying. I was right. I can see right through this locker, and I'd better get it open.
There's nothing here.
I'll keep at it. The door is locked. Well, I'll just have to wrench it open. They'll never notice. There we are. Chief, Mr. Parsons, I found what I was looking for. Come here.
Well, what is it, Kent? What is it, Bob?
Great heavens. It's a man. Bound and gagged and unconscious.
Drugged, I imagine. And hidden in this locker.
But who is he?
Your night watchman.
My night... Now, wait a minute.
I'll explain everything to you. It's all pretty obvious and simple, really, and I'm afraid we've all been tricked beautifully.
I don't follow you.
Well, if you could recognize all your employees by sight, you'd know that this man is your night watchman. And you'd have known that the man named Hawkins, who admitted us to the bank last night, was not.
But we've just changed men. He was a new...
Kent, you don't mean that the man we saw
I
was...
I certainly do. The man who pretended to be the night watchman last night was no one but the Vulture.
But great heavens,
how can you be so certain?
Don't you see? No one entered that vault last night. No one got past the sergeant and his men. And yet the model was gone this morning. Well, there could only be one answer to that. The model was not put back into the vault at all.
I begin to see it all now. As I remember, that watchman last night put the model of the mechanical man back into the vault for us, and then Parsons locked the door.
That's right.
Mm-hmm, but actually, he didn't put it back. If the Vulture is as clever a trickery as we have reason to believe, it would have been a simple matter for him to hide that model temporarily.
Good grief.
Kent, you're right. You must be right. Well, what do we do now? We've got to get back that model of the mechanical man. There's no telling what use the Vulture will make of it.
To think of his pulling a trick like this right before our eyes. We never even suspected.
I'm worried, Chief. A mechanical man in the hands of an arch criminal like the Vulture is a dangerous and deadly thing. We've got to get that mechanical man back. And something tells me we'd better do it in a hurry.
Our scene changes now from the Metropolis City Bank to another hideout of the Vulture. We find ourselves in a large room in which stands a huge tank filled with ice-cold water. Lying at the bottom of the tank, clad in a bathing suit, is the Vulture. His arms, legs, and body bound with chains and locks. As he twists and turns furiously underwater, trying to free himself from the chains that bind him, his manservant Judson stands by, outside the tank, with a stopwatch in his hand. Suddenly, the Vulture is free of the chains and locks, and with a quick movement shoots to the surface of the tank.
What was the time, Judson?
You've broken your record, sir. You escaped from the straitjacket and the chains in exactly 2 minutes and 43 seconds. That's 6 seconds better than your old record.
Oh, excellent.
Your towel and robe, sir.
Thank you, Judson. That water was bracing this morning.
I don't know how you stand it, sir. I positively do not.
I'm hardened to it, Judson. Oh, it takes willpower, but I enjoy nothing more than forcing my body to obey my will. Breakfast is ready, I trust?
Yes, sir. I served it on your desk as you requested. I also put the model of the mechanical man on your desk.
Excellent. Come, Judson, sit with me while I breakfast. I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, very well, sir.
It does me good to see that model of the mechanical man standing here before me on the desk. It took a lot of hard and ticklish work to get my hands on it again.
I can imagine, sir. Shall I pour your coffee, sir?
Yes. No.
Sir?
Let the mechanical man do it.
Let the mechanical man do it, sir?
Yes. Just watch. I press the switch on the control panel. So. Now, when the eyes light up, he'll be ready to perform. Judson, I've made a decision.
A decision, sir?
Yes, Judson. I have decided not to sell the mechanical man.
Not to... But why did you want it, sir?
I'm coming to that. For years, I've worked as a lone criminal. I've made myself an expert in many fields so that I might successfully elude capture and conviction. But I'm not getting any younger, you know. And I think the time has come for me to acquire an accomplice.
Really, sir? An accomplice? Have you found one who is suitable, sir?
Yes, Judson, I have. The mechanical man will be my aid and accomplice.
Sir?
I shall get in touch with Smith at once and have him construct an 8-foot monster. An 8-foot monster of steel that will do my bidding, obey my every command. Kill when I command it. Steal when I command it. Smash and mutilate and destroy when I command it. Was there ever such a combination, Judson?
Good heavens, I hardly think so, sir.
Nor I. Well, now to breakfast. The eyes of the mechanical man have lit up. Mechanical man, I command you to pour my coffee.
Look, sir. He's walking toward the coffee pot. By Jove. No, sir. He's picking it up.
Amazing.
And look at that, sir. He's walking toward your cup now.
By Jove.
Yes, by heaven, sir. He's starting to fill your cup. It's amazing, sir.
Even more than amazing. It's miraculous, Judson. I shall be the most dangerous criminal in the world.
Well, the vulture contemplates with pleasure the horror and destruction he can perpetrate with the aid of an 8-foot mechanical man that can walk, talk, hear, see, and even think. In just a moment, we'll return to the adventures of Superman. But right now, here is another important message.
Say, gang, ever have days when you know the minute you get up in the morning that everything is going to be really super? Well, maybe that doesn't happen as often as you'd like. But I can give you one mighty swell suggestion. Just you try starting your day with a grand big bowl full of crisp, crunchy Kellogg's Pep for breakfast. And see if that doesn't give you a real lift. Yes, sir, Pep is so doggone swell tasting that it sort of brightens up your day right from the start. You see, Pep is made from the choice parts of sun-ripened wheat, carefully toasted so it's just as light and crisp and tempting as you could possibly want. So be sure to ask your mother to get you a package of delicious Kellogg's Pep tomorrow. And remember...
Pep, Pep, get in step. Make your cereal Kellogg Pep.
And now back to Superman. While the Vulture plans the building of an 8-foot monster from Dr. Cameron's model, Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, is leading a desperate search to locate the arch criminal. Will he be found in time? Will Superman be able to avert the disaster planned by the Vulture? What will happen? Be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, for the thrilling adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lothar and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine. This is Mutual.